Before we kick off the show today, kicking it back to yesterday's After the Show podcast, Murphy having to go to an emergency eye doctor appointment because of double vision in your left eye. So
I would say it was an urgent appointment. It wasn't really an emergency.
It felt like an emergency to me.
I know, it did.
I mean, I kept thinking that I would need to come get you. I had to stay back. You know, everybody made fun of me for that, but I had to stay at work. But I thought I was going to have to come get you, and that would have been fine.
Yeah, I think they thought that, too.
What, the doctor?
Who's going to be driving you home? I am.
I would have come to get you if I needed to.
Anyway, okay. It's fine. They gave me that, you know, what do you call that, Mylar thing to put over your face.
Oh, so you looked real cool.
Dilate. Yeah.
So,
oh, the cool sunglasses.
Yeah. That and my little prism thing on my glasses now. So for the double vision, that actually is helped. I was able to drive out of there like nothing had happened. Really, it was perfect.
Like
she was great.
Yeah. Okay, so what you found out is that you have to go get a CT scan soon.
Yeah.
Of your brain, right?
Well, yeah.
And so
I guess it's the brain.
What? Yeah. Okay. You've had problems in the past with MRIs. Talk to me about a CT scan.
CT scan's not bad if I close my eyes.
Okay.
I can do that.
Are
it's
you
not
supposed
same
to close your eyes
tube.
In a scan anyway?
Yeah.
Do I need to go with you for this? Like, when is this? I need the update.
That's a
honey.
Good question. So, you know, I mean, you may want to. I may ask them to sedate me for that. So, yeah. I don't do well in the space. You know what I'm saying? Even though
small
a CAT
spaces.
Scan is not the same thing, I know. But, yeah.
You don't have to keep your eye open for this since it's trying to find something.
No, they're not scanning. They're just scanning the brain. It's an upper cranial scan.
Okay. They are scanning the brain. So you can just close your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's not so bad.
No, that's not so bad at all. But I would love for you to be there because, you know, I mean, we're there for each other for, you know, things like that usually.
Yeah, usually.
You weren't yesterday, but.
Okay. You weren't there for my infusion earlier this year. If we want to play the game. We want to play the game. All right, just let me know when it is.
Okay.
And Sam will just hold down the fort here.
Oh, yeah.
All right, as long as you're not having mouth surgery.
No, that's a couple months.
Okay, on the way, three things to know to start your day. Coming up next, though, how to be that house. Be the house this Halloween. You have 1 week. How to be that house, the house. On your street for trick or treat. You have 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And honestly, if you did it really well last year, there's a lot to live up to. In fact, if you give the good candy, that's remembered.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. Do you remember that year we went trick or treating with Brett and Jody? Our kids were all little. We got into her SUV and drove into the neighborhood to start at a certain house. And I'm like, what are we doing? She's like, they give out whole candy bars. And that's why we started there. And they did.
I didn't remember that.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, and that gets pricey.
Well, for them, it was pricey. Maybe they were buying Costco candy. I don't know. Anyway, there are a lot of little things you can do if you want to be that house. Number one, you can't just throw the stuff out there the night before. You should test it out in the night's nap, like now. And you should test it at night in the dark.
For what stuff? The decorations
and the sounds you've got to include everything. It needs to hit all the senses. So you need sounds too. Okay. Mm. We used to have the old Halloween album. Oh my gosh. That album scared me to pieces. The sounds.
It was kind of creepy. If you listen to that one today, it's not as scary.
No.
I disagree.
You think it's just
there are cats on there. There's dripping water. Right? There's ghosts, the kind of ghosts that you guys say you have ghost dreams.
I know, but that album reminds me of the 1960s. It just feels
old.
Yeah,
it sounds like an old lady in pain, not a ghost.
What? An old lady in pain is not scary? Mm-hmm. Okay, other stuff to know. And if you're going to do the whole walk through your yard to come all the way and get to the candy, the areas where the yard is darkest is where you need to utilize sound. Where it's also dark, you can also utilize scents.
That's
a good
idea.
Bad smells,
yeah.
Even. They say if you're going to do like the carport haunted house, that kind of stuff. Have you tried out your fog machine and lights and stuff, Sam, yet?
I've tried the fog machine, yeah.
And?
It works fine.
You got it rolling on the ground?
Oh, yeah, I know what to do, yeah.
Okay. Another thing that we saw once that was so cool, Murphy, I don't know if you remember this, trick-or-treating with the girls, this house. On Halloween night, they would move their shutters.
Oh, yeah. I always thought that was cool. They would take their actual shutters and move them to the side. And,
I don't know why we were so cool blown idea. Away by that, but we were. Yeah. All right, more of that on the way. We want to hear from you on it as well. Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Gain Fling's Laundry Detergent.
I've got news about The Nightmare Before Christmas being a sequel. Huh. The director and Tim Burton himself have said a sequel's not happening, but there has been the idea for a prequel that's been pitched.
Oh.
And everybody's like, you know what? There may be something there. Did you love this movie, Sam?
It's all right.
I saw it once and barely remember it. But there's a whole, you know, section of culture that loves it.
Oh, yeah, I know. I mean,
you know the big giant skeletons that you can put in your front yard? Mm-hmm. I saw a Jack Skellington one.
Yeah.
See, like, this one's so good.
I'm not a fan of it, but I can tolerate it. It's not like The Christmas Story.
So wait a couple of months. We'll talk about that. potential prequel for The Nightmare Before Christmas, right before it turns 30. It's almost 30 years old.
Wow.
A story, a really interesting story, they say, is possible about how Jack became king of Halloween Town.
Huh.
So this movie, by the way, was a 1993 movie.
30 years.
Considered
wow.
a classic. And the original actor who did the, you know, voice or whatever, he said he'd be definitely down to
I
come back and be
get,
the voice.
Yeah, all the same voices back
and
for
please
it.
Get Tim Burton involved as well.
Yeah. Coming up, want to hear from you at 877-310-4MSJ.
More on how to be that house for Halloween. You have 1 week. We love to know how you make your yard or your house that house for trick-or-treat. Murphy, like the year we saw a Jason and then a Freddy and then Michael Myers, you had to pass all of those dudes, and they were real. They were men.
You didn't know
up.
That until you passed them, though. That's what was weird
right,
about
one
it.
Of them will reach out and touch you before you could get to the big candy bowl. Mm-hmm. That was brilliant. All right, we like hearing about what you do. 877-310-4MSJ.
How about you, Kelly?
My husband and I, we set up, well, last year we have a carport, and we set up this huge maze that the kids have to go through. We put up walls with tarps, and we have all of our friends dress up in, like, scary witch costumes or ghosts, and have all the animated animatronic decorations that we set up, and the kids go through it. And at the end of it, then they can get their candy. Well, this year we're setting up our whole entire backyard as a maze to go through. And my husband loves getting all the props. We do, like, the homemade props for it. And, like, monsters coming out of boxes and all that kind of fun stuff. We have kids come back and look for it every year.
Well, so they're not, let me ask this, they're not too scared to go through it, are they?
We've had some that have been too scared to finish it and come screaming back out of it. But we have some parents that will leave their kids standing there because they're too afraid and the parents want to go through it.
Right.
We love decorating for
No kidding. I love
Halloween's one of our favorites.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you for the call, Kelly.
You have to be aware and sensitive and read the room, read the kid. To see whether they really should go through or not. You know what you've done in your carport or yard or walkway.
Yeah.
You know what they're going to encounter. So if they seem a little scared, you don't want to be the house that traumatizes them.
Yeah.
You just don't. You know, because then they're going to feel that way every time they pass your house for the rest of their lives.
That's true.
And everybody walking around the neighborhood, the word's going to get out.
Oh, right. You hope so, right? That's the point.
You
but you don't
not
want
to go there.
Not to scare kids, though. It's a fine line, right? It's a scary fine line. Keep it coming. We like hearing from you about what you are doing with your house, yard, walkway. 877-310-4MSJ.
Jody has three things to know today coming up next.
Three things you need to know today.
Brought to you by Tide.
Number one, President Biden announced a federal program that names 31 areas across the United States as new technology hubs.
Hmm.
Not cities that are smaller, not really known for tech.
Right.
They're going to be the recipients of some really big federal money that will fund all kinds of projects and jobs in industries like biotech, quantum computing, and clean energy.
Wow.
So, like, all the big brains don't have to move to the, you know, Silicon Valley or the bigger cities. For this, it'll be changing things. Number two, speaking of it, big tech, Apple is spending a ton of money over the next year, like $1 billion, on their own artificial intelligence. They want to catch up with companies like Google and Microsoft and Amazon. They're reportedly planning to put their own AI chatbots into Siri, into Messages, and Apple Music.
They've got to be working on something already.
They have to.
They couldn't have waited until the last minute.
And when it's time for that download, watch out for your iPhones, right? And number three, today's the day for Miss Britney Spears' book. It's called The Woman in Me. It's already number one on Amazon, the number one selling book. She is not doing any sit-down interviews.
Wow.
Number one, she doesn't need to because it's already number one. Number two, she says, and those close to her, to be questioned about all of this would get her into trouble.
Yeah.
And so everything you want to know is in the book.
That's three things to know today.
I am sure this certain scenario has happened in most marriages. I didn't really see it coming with me and Murph.
Oh.
However, this is a real thing that I'm not upset about it, but I'm going to have to figure out what to do. Murphy has made a very large purchase of something that's going to arrive. That's also going to take up some serious space in the house.
Well, actually, the one that I bought doesn't take up a whole lot of space.
Okay, but it is going to have to go in a room. And it's like, hey, I bought this. It's coming. Where are we going to put it? And I'm like, I don't want it anywhere.
Okay, enough with the mystery.
Tell him.
So I decided that I wanted to get a Schwinn Airdyne type, you know, exercise bike.
Oh, stationary bike.
Yeah, exactly. But it's not really a stationary bike. It's a resistance. Have you ever seen resistance training where you go, you speed up, you slow down? It's not your grandmother's kind of, you know, this is.
But it's still in one spot. It's stationary. I mean, you're not going to be riding around the house in it.
Yeah, I guess at this
point. Yeah, it only has one wheel. That's correct.
I should clarify that I resist training at all points.
Yeah, right. But this is the one that I use, you know, a lot whenever I do workout. And I'm trying to find better ways to work it into my schedule. About the only time that I can think of is if it's at the house and I don't have to get up and drive somewhere to go do it, then there's a better chance that I'm going to do it.
Yes.
And I've been thinking about this for months. And so I just decided, you know, this is it. I waited for the Amazon days and all those things to go by. Nothing went on sale. So I'm like, okay.
You also waited till I was asleep one night to order it. Because I woke up to the, hey, I ordered this last night. And I was like, what?
Yeah. So, you know, the question became, what room is it going to go in? I mean, to me, we've got two kids who are no longer living at the house.
Yeah.
We've got real estate to work with there, you know?
We got plenty of room.
But Jody doesn't want to mess with the guest room, so that takes
the
one room out.
The guest room is perfect for guests.
Well, then put it in the other bedroom.
That's
nobody's
Phoebe's
using
room,
it.
And Phoebe and Taylor are coming back for Christmas, which is in no time.
Well, they can work out while they're back for Christmas.
Yeah. To me, it's a pretty simple solution. I understand the aesthetics thing, but you know,
I love exercise equipment in bedrooms.
You don't? Well, and I don't want it in our bedroom.
Me especially. That's my sacred space.
Right, exactly. But since the other bedroom, you know, because Christmas, let me check the calendar. Oh, yeah, that's one day a year.
Okay. All right.
So we can, the other 364, we're probably going to be okay, right?
Okay. Here's what's up. We're not going to use it to lay clothes across either. We're only going to use it to exercise on, correct? Yeah. Coming up, three things to know today at 7:50, but next, Sam is the food dude.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you how to get free fries for the rest of the year from McDonald's.
If it's new and you can eat it, Sam's found it. He's the food dude.
Powered by Kohl's.
Got a chance to grab free French fries for the rest of this year thanks to McDonald's.
Oh, wow.
And this involves
good fries there.
Their app. And you can get a free medium fry every Friday for the rest of the year.
Ha, Friday.
Oh, that's cute. Done? That is cute.
It is. See, it
that's
is
That's probably
cute,
why
Sam.
They're doing it, right?
Let it be cute.
Yeah.
They're trying to force you to get the app.
Yeah, make a $1 purchase and you get free fries.
I mean,
that's get you an iced tea and a free fry.
Totally.
Or whatever. Shaq-a-roni pizza is back at Papa John's for a while.
What's that?
It's named after Shaq.
Oh, Shaq. Well, I didn't know.
Yeah. It's a 16-inch pepperoni pizza, extra cheese, extra pepperoni, cut into 8 Shaq-size foldable slices, just like a New York-style pizza.
Okay.
Nice.
You know, what's funny is I went looking for that one about a month or two ago and didn't realize it was a temporary thing.
And now you can go back, though.
Yeah, now I can get back there and get me one of those. Nothing Bundt cakes.
Oh, wow. What cake?
A cool new one now. It's going to have Reese's Pieces inside.
Oh.
They're using the chocolate chip Buntlet. Which one's the Buntlet? Is that the middle size one?
Yes. Buntinis are the tinies.
Right. Okay. There's the Buntlet chocolate chip. And when you open it up inside, it's going to be full of mini Reese's Pieces. And some sprinkled on top, too.
Sounds wonderful.
Wow.
They don't make a bad cake.
And if you're like, wow, you know, a Carolina Reaper, that's a hot pepper. Well, it's not the hottest pepper anymore.
Right.
The guy that created the Carolina Reaper, he's created another one now called Pepper X.
Is his name Elon?
I don't know. He said he felt the heat after eating it for 2.5 hours.
Oh.
This pepper is about 1 million Scoville heat units. That's what they use to measure the heat.
Okay.
1 million more than the Carolina Reaper.
That's
it's like twice as hot looking at these numbers.
That's
as
a weapon.
Carolina
That's
Reaper.
Not a pepper. Sounds like a
it's
weapon.
It's even hotter than pepper spray.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Are they going to, and he created it.
Yeah.
And what are they going to use it for? Because nobody can eat this.
There's people that eat that kind of stuff. You never seen that Hot Ones thing on YouTube?
I don't waste my time.
Well, there's your answer.
All right, coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Gain Flings Laundry Detergent.
You know that today's the day for The Woman in Me, the memoir from Miss Brittany. It was already the number one, whatever, pre-ordered book on Amazon. So I guess all the Brittany fans will be gobbling that up today. I think a lot of the juiciest tidbits have already landed last week.
Oh, yeah.
Certainly did. But here's something else that apparently has come to light because of the book. Is that, you know, early on in her career, she was dabbling in movies. Mm-hmm. She did the Crossroads movie. Mm-hmm. She had
Which,
all
by the
kinds
way, is
of,
back in theaters this weekend.
Right. To celebrate the book.
Yeah.
She had all kinds of offers coming her way. And one of them was The Notebook.
Why didn't you write me? I waited for you for 7 years.
I wrote you every day for
now,
a
Now, we know that Rachel McAdams rocked this, and we cannot imagine another girl being that girl.
Was that the
However,
role?
However, that's the role. Britney Spears apparently auditioned for the starring role in The Notebook. Apparently, the whatever audition is floating around online if you want to go dig.
Really?
And even Britney haters say she nailed it. I'm thinking, Britney, with the why didn't you write to me? It's not over for me.
Did she pull out the fake knives then?
That's not that we know of. No. That's the word. The book is out today. It's called The Woman in Me.
All right. Coming up next, want to hear from you at 877-310-4MSJ.
Proof that things you see as a child, especially at Halloween, stay with you. Join the conversation anytime, 877-310-4MSJ, or jump in online. And when we miss you, you can leave messages.
Never miss a call. Murphy, Sam, and Jody, 24-hour voicemail.
Hi, my name is Jenny, and I'm calling about the scary thing that sticks with you. When I was little, my dad had a haunted house for JC's, and my uncle was one of the characters, and had a costume on that had like a knife through his chest. And I wasn't scared. I cried because I thought my uncle was hurt, and I just didn't understand that it was a costume. And to this day, it still sticks in my mind. I can picture it. Have a great day. Thanks. Bye.
It's proof to you that when you see something as a child, children have difficulty, you know, figuring out what's real and what's not real. Yeah. That's why you have to be careful what you expose them to at Halloween.
You know, it's funny you say that. There was a house when I was little that we would drive to because they had, it was all decorated up. But I remember as a little kid, it scared me. And I can't tell you specifically what decoration, what it was that scared me, but it gave you that uncomfortable feeling the whole time.
Sure.
And for years later, I remembered that house, and when I drove past it going to my mom's house, it's like, oh, that's the evil house.
Aww.
It still stuck with me. I can't tell you why, but whatever they were doing
because
in that
you
backyard,
were a child and whatever the reason.
Yeah.
You never also know what's going to scare your kid.
Yeah.
Right? You can't predict. Our Phoebe was scared of sharks, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know where that came from. Maybe Finding Nemo.
Wait, you went to a haunted house with sharks?
No. Just in general. Oh. We couldn't go to the aquarium because the shark, I mean, she couldn't do it. She couldn't walk under the thing where the sharks swim above.
Yeah, she didn't like that.
And we respected it. We were not that family that said, no, you're going to toughen up and do it. I don't believe in that because that's their real fears. Mm. And in time, they will realize what's real and what's not, you know?
For me, it was a headless horseman.
Oh, yeah, Murphy.
That was the first time I'd ever seen somebody wear a suit like that. You know,
rightly so.
You have the suit part way up high. Yeah. I guess it was like wearing shoulder pads on your head, I think is what he was doing.
Exactly.
And he had right.
It's something to remember as haunted houses get scarier and movies get scarier. You know, children are still children. Mm-hmm. And they are still born brand new. Everything is new to them. So be careful. Thank you for that message. Jump in anytime. 877-310-4MSJ. Three Things to Know is next.
Three things you need to know today.
Powered by Tide.
Number one, President Joe Biden has directed our military to increase its defenses and deployment in order to better defend themselves and Israel. Yesterday, when he was asked about a deal that would exchange hostages for a ceasefire, he responded by saying, "We should have the hostages released, then we will talk." Hmm. There's a United Nations Security Council meeting today about the whole conflict.
Okay.
Number two, the 23andMe user data leak that we mentioned it, what, late last week?
Yeah.
It's actually a little bit worse than originally had thought. So if you use a lot of the same passwords and you dug into your life and your genetics with 23andMe, just maybe keep an extra eye on your credit score or whatever, because they may
have... It's not like they were trying to crack 23andMe to get
They don't want your DNA.
Info, yeah.
They want your usernames and your passwords, because if you're using that,
you might use
they
it
hacked
somewhere else.
23andMe. Just know it was hacked, and keep an eye on your stuff and change up your passwords. Number three, Mary Lou Retton, we have an update. She's out of ICU. Of course, she's an Olympic medalist and America's sweetheart. She's out of the hospital after a long stay due to a rare form of pneumonia. She's resting at home. She still has a challenging road ahead of her, but the family says thank you for all the love and outpouring. We are taking
That's
care
awesome.
Of her.
That's great. Three things to know today.
Sam's got music news.
Brought to you by Sky Rizzy.
Well, if you didn't get a chance to see Adele in her Vegas residency, good news! Oh my God, I can't She has added 32 more dates.
Whoa.
And this is going to take you from January 19th of next year all the way through June.
Wow. Okay.
Every
Sounds
weekend.
Good.
It's still the weekends with Adele, so it's only those two weekend shows. But
like a weekend away. Yeah. Girls weekend or date weekend.
She said she added those. By the way, she's claiming this will be the last batch that she adds.
Sure.
And she said that Vegas has changed her life. She needed to fall back in love with performing again. And she has, thanks to all the fun she's had with this.
Good nice. For her.
And she makes it fun, too, in between the songs.
She's
some
funny.
Of the stuff we've heard.
Yeah.
Toby Keith is coming back in concert.
Even though he's sick.
Yeah. He has been, he was diagnosed with stomach cancer in 2021, and he kind of just disappeared to take care of himself. He popped up last month on the People's Choice Country Awards. They gave him the Country Icon Award.
Yeah.
And I think he played a little bit. So he says what he wants to do is December 10th and 11th, he's going to go to Vegas, Dolby Live Park, MGM, just for two nights. So he's calling them his rehab shows.
Oh.
Okay.
So he can get back on stage, get reacquainted with everything, and he's getting the whole band back together to make sure everybody's in sync.
Sure.
It's kind of like a two-night trial run. If it works, then we're going to see more Toby back on the road again.
Well, he must sound okay then. He wouldn't say, let me do this without feeling well enough to do it.
And I got another Christmas album to tell you about. You're going to like this one, Jody. Pentatonix has a new album out. It's called The Greatest Christmas Hits. 23 of their classics, you know, like Little Drummer Boy, Mary Did You Know, all those. But they got 8 new songs like this one.
Is that music with it, though?
Yeah.
That's different. Typical Pentatonix.
And earlier in the song, they're doing the boom, doom, ba-doom. But then as the song goes on, they got instrumental there.
Okay.
And they are on tour November through December.
Yeah.
The most wonderful tour of the year, they're calling it.
Oh, ha-ha. Clever. Coming up next, the scariest sounds of Halloween and how to have them at your front door. When you're decorating the outside, your walkway, whatever it is that you decorate for Halloween, you put so much thought into the way it's going to look and how you light it. And, you know, you're using a fog machine this year, Sam.
Mm-hmm.
So we're definitely trick-or-treating at your house. Get ready. but do you also put thought into the sounds of Halloween? Because back in the day, I know that we had the album. It was the haunted house on the cover. Mm-hmm. And there was a light in the window of the haunted house, and that scared me a lot. Like, what's going on in that top floor? Because you
just
kids,
the cover of the album
listening.
Scared you?
Yes. Wow. I was a little girl, understand. Mm-hmm. So just the picture scared me, and then my brother would start playing it in the when we were in the dark. So this is the haunted house sound, just the house.
Yeah. Even the pops on the record didn't give it away for you, though.
I was a little kid. Well, so and they each had track the, is but, a different thing.
And they had, like, I mean, they had the witches' sounds, but they were kind of over the top, right? I mean, weren't they just
Aren't witches supposed to be over the top?
Yeah.
What were they doing?
Oh, I guess this is the bubbling cauldron is what this was.
Oh, it builds. Oh, they're snickering and sniveling.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, can we get to the cats? This is what the fun part of that album was, the cats for us, because it was very scary. There it is. But we had cats, okay? So this is what was funny. You crank that up.
Oh.
And our cats.
Oh, did they react to it?
At first, P. Dinker, we had this cat named P. Dinker, and you would crank that, and he would freeze wherever he was. He would freeze because guess what? That sounds like a real cat. It must have been a real cat that they recorded for the album. I don't know. It's a Disney album, I think. Right? Wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a Disney sound effects album. And so it's the stuff they were doing in like the 1950s.
Yeah. You know,
banging pots and pans and stuff like
Some
that.
Some of the sounds you hear at the Haunted Mansion, huh?
Yeah.
Have you given any thought, Sam, to the sounds of your...
The ghostly apparitions that go on the
right?
window, they apparently have sounds with them.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to leave the window cracked so people can hear the...
Yeah, you have to make it a full sensory experience, and the sounds matter, too.
Mm-hmm.
So start getting ready. You have 1 week.
Yeah. Hey, it was pretty good, Sam.
It
sounded just like the album. Jody has your Hollywood Outsider coming up next.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Gain Flings Laundry Detergent.
If you watched Squid Game on Netflix and could not stop yourself from like that unbelievable show, well, they're back, sort of. Maybe you've heard about it. It's a new reality show. Squid Game, The Challenge.
You have got to be kidding me.
Oh, my God.
They're running through mazes.
$4.56 million. People do a whole lot worse for a whole lot less.
So it's the challenge, Squid Game, the challenge pits 456 real people who signed up to do this in competition with each other in games that were like in Squid Game.
But nobody dies.
No. The prize, $4.56 million. This drops on Netflix on November 22nd, right around Thanksgiving. You know, it's very Thanksgiving-y.
Yeah.
And new episodes will debut weekly through December. So the trailer's available now.
Okay.
I also have other news from Hollywood that I don't think you're going to like, Sam. Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 2. We were supposed to get it in June of 2024, this coming June. It's been moved to Memorial Day 2025.
For what
reason? The reason Paramount is making big scheduling changes because of the SAG-AFTRA strike. So they've moved around some release dates. Instead, on that day in 2024, it'll be A Quiet Place Day 1.
Okay.
It won't be the Tom Cruise movie. I'm sorry. This is happening a lot in Hollywood because of the strikes.
That's okay. There's seven others to choose from.
Correct.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
We do love to get messages from you there, and we read and see every single one. So let's dig into some now. We have an email from Dawn. We've been talking a little bit about and hearing from you about your illogical fears. And before we share hers, I want to say, if you are afraid of something and it seems illogical to the rest of the world, it doesn't mean that you're not really afraid of it.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay.
Right.
It's
very real to you.
Give yourself a break about what you may be afraid of and then tell us.
Yeah.
Dawn says, I am terrified of small spaces that you can get stuck in. Murphy feels you on that, Dawn. Caving is definitely out as a recreational activity. I also can't deal with the idea of being in water over my head unless I'm within arm's length of the side of a pool.
Mm.
I feel you on that. I think I have a water fear.
Do you?
Ugh. Yeah. My bathtub is the only spot where I'm totally safe. Anytime I've ever been in the ocean with you, I was like, yeah.
Yeah. I'm just freaking out thinking about the cave thing right
Small
now.
Small space. Yeah.
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 No, don't want to do that.
Right. Murphy has a small space issue. Do you too, Sam?
It depends. I can go in a cave, but if it came to like, hey, we're going to go down this trail and you're going to have to squeeze. Thanks.
I like small
right.
spaces.
Yeah, right.
I like them. I like being secure in a small space.
Okay.
Maybe I'm weird. Monet says lizards, they physically gross me out. Okay.
They are a little spooky, a little scary.
I definitely know people that have that same thing.
I think it has maybe something to do with how quickly and how they move.
I think the with movement. Me as a kid, the first time I saw him do that throat thing,
ugh.
I was like, what? Whoa! You know, animal can't do that.
Jody doesn't like geckos.
Geckos are disgusting.
Is it disgusting or is it freaky? Does
it
scare
you? It's disgusting. I don't want them on me, near me. They're translucent. They're horrible. And the way they move, not of this world.
A little squiggle.
Beth says mirrors. She's afraid of mirrors and has an illogical fear.
Wow. Okay.
They have to be covered, turned around, or behind a shut door. Oh.
Well, there are different cultures that don't like mirrors because it can steal your soul.
Okay.
It also can
help you put your outfit together.
Yes, that's true.
All right, keep it coming. We love hearing from you anytime on Instagram or Facebook.